Blog Talk Radio.
Join me in the middle of action.
from day one, you and I been friends, hanging out, having fun, chilling. Now I know at times I got crazy, silly ways and acting shady. Check this out. You be thinking me, no one sees. You hold it down while she.
Love
love for me, she didn't have any. I was inviting
her into my heart,
but she was out riding
in some other man's car.
She was my nighttime,
thought I was a star.
Guess I was wrong, but see I'm strong. Won't take long for me to move on. Settle down and look what I get. Thought it was my time, but I guess not yet.
She at the bar,
getting drinks from many men.
I'm in the house,
thinking she's with her girlfriends. Just not knowing truth and not knowing. I look back now like, man, I was open. I was inviting
her into my heart.
She was out riding
in some other man's car.
She was my night.
How's everything doing for you, man?
Just great, still recording. A new album.
Yeah. I'm glad to have you on the show, man.
Thank you.
No problem, man. I'm very impressed by your talent, man, you know, and from someone I see, man, you're a good talent, man.
Thank you.
I want you to, no problem. I want you to do me a favor, man. I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know who you are, man.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Scooter Smith. Rap and CBE. And, you know,
sir. Now, how did you actually get started, school? If you want to tell me, my list, how did you actually get started? How did you meet up with Chris Brown?
Oh, well, you know, I did Showtime at the Apollo. I met Bug, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and, then I moved to, LA, and then I did some dance classes and stuff, and I met my friend Erwell, who also danced with Chris Brown. And then after that, I went to do the show Losses. Hello?
Yeah, you were coming in and out. You were coming in and out for school.
Coming in and out. But I'm gonna call this number right back.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just waiting for school to start for calling back into the show. There was some technical issues going on right now, but when I come back, we're going to talk with him a little more. School of Smith, you may have seen him in the video with Chris Brown. His video, actually, Chris Brown is ahead of my class. This is the time of the kid. Hold on, let me get him back over here. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, school?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That sounds a little better, man. Nice. I want the listeners to hear you, man. So go ahead, repeat that for me. Tell you how you got started, man.
Yeah, I was 5 years old. This Showtime made their parlor with my sister. And, you know, I met Jay Bug from B2K. B2K was a special guest or whatever. And then they brought me to L.A. because they wanted me to see the potential, and they wanted me to start recording. So I moved to L.A., and my mom and them came to L.A. with me. And then I started taking dance classes because my agent had told me to do it. And so I went to dance class, and I met the other boy, Miles, who also danced with Chris Brown, right? And then I went to Hawaii to shoot the TV show Lost. Mm-hmm. And then Chris Brown had doing a show, and he went and told with Chris at first. And then when Chris came off the tour, he was asking, like, I need another kid to dance with me because I can't just have one kid for this show. And then my friend Miles and his assistant Miho told him about me, that I rap and I dance. And I guess he didn't hear the part that I rap. But he brought me on, so I did the Grammys. I was just dancing. And then that's how I met Chris. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Chris seen my MySpace page. And seen that I was rapping and all that type of stuff. And just signed me to CBE. Then I went and I got signed at the show.
Okay. Now, who did you meet over at Interscope? Did you meet Jimmy and anyone at Interscope?
Yeah, I met Jimmy.
Okay. Did you know him prior to joining Interscope?
Huh?
Did you know of him? Did you know of Jimmy Iovine when you before joining Interscope?
Nah, I didn't know what they was. I was in school when they told me Interscope. You know, I'm lost. Like,
right,
I was
right.
What, 10, 11,
12? Right.
I'm lost. Who is Interscope?
Right. Well, anyway, now you know Interscope is a very huge label, has, you know, great many talents that have, you know, been on the roster that are now. So, how do you, you got any influences? Anybody influenced you?
People like DMX, Lil Romeo, Bow Wow, Michael Jackson, a lot of people. Like, most of the people that are, like, legends that started stuff. With rapping, Curtis Blow, Run DMC, Fat Boys, all that type of stuff. Dancing Wise, Breaking, the movie Breaking, Bunches Boogaloo, all that stuff right there.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about you achieving all this at such a young age?
I feel happy because, you know, kids that can get to this place. It's a lot of kids that want to be in this place, and I feel like it's a blessing that I got a million kids who can probably rap and dance and act and doing all this type of stuff, and luckily it was me. I'm basically grateful and blessed, and I'm still happy even if I don't do nothing. I'm still gonna be happy that I actually had the chance.
Now, I'm pretty sure. So do you have a tutor now? You're not in regular school anymore, right?
I got a tutor. I'm homeschooled. K-12.com, you know. You gotta do my schooling. Still, actually, I'm doing it right now too.
But now I'm sure you miss all your friends and everything that you know you have back in school, right?
Yeah.
And you should be in high school now, right?
Yep, and I'm a freshman.
Okay, congrats on that. Okay. Now you're getting ready to go out on the road, right? A little promo tour or something like that?
Yeah, I was on my promo tour, like, a couple months ago. Just got on my promo tour. Right before I turned 13, I was just doing my promo tour. It was like a state-to-state tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing schools, promoting my single head in my class and a video. How I was going to be on BET and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I was doing, promoting myself. Because, you know, I had a name, but I didn't have a full name yet. I wanted to go off on a good name so that everybody knows me. So that some people know me. And so, you know, I did my promo tour. I try to build my fan base up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you are you working on an album now right now?
Yeah, I'm re-recording my album because my voice got deeper.
Right.
Like, you know, it sounds weird if I perform a show with me sounding like I still don't get a background, and then me sounding like Big Daddy Kane or something in the beginning. Because I got a tropical school voice, like it's gonna be weird. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, okay, that means you're maturing now. Your voice is getting deeper.
Yeah.
Alright. What else? Besides your album, are you working on any other projects?
Kind of like my acting, and I'm, you know, trying to get into, probably trying to get into like producing and making beats and stuff.
Cool. If you could hold on for me for a minute, I want to play your single. Head of my class, featuring you and Chris Brown. Can you hold tight for me while I play that single? And when I come back, can I talk to you about that single? Is that okay?
All right.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. Can you go ahead and introduce that for me and hold tight for me until the single's finished done? All right.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and introduce that for my listeners now.
Yo, this is my joint. Head of my class, featuring my big Chris Brown. Hope y'all like it. Check it out and keep voting for it. All right.
Yo, let's get down on the floor. I'm running through all the girlies' hair like a comb. They always wanna roll with a fella at the show. Snap a camera phone, hold on, let me go. That I'm getting swagged out with it. This top dog don't chase no kittens. On your bread, can't nobody stop me from pulling up in the Maseratis and my junior prom.
Me and a rapper Problem, we both wrote on the track.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Chris did the hook, and you know, Polo the Don produced the beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How was it like working with Chris and Polo the Don in the studio? Or did you guys actually work in the studio, or was it like sent back and forth?
It was actually kind of back and forth.
Okay.
With Polo because we recorded out of my class with two different hooks. And, like, we was going from one hook before I had my class. We did this hook, played it for somebody. And that was kind of iffy. with that hook, played it with somebody. It was kind of iffy, but we came ahead of our class. Polo came in and out, but both of them still the sessions. First and the second. Then he came in the third, and we came out with the hits.
I saw your video. You did a great job in the video. I think that was
thank
you. Thank you. No problem. That was directed by Eric White, right? That was directed by the video was directed by Eric White, right?
I'm not a video. Who had in my class? The video? Yeah, Eric White did. Yeah, you're right. Eric White.
All right. You did a great job in that video. I first saw the video. So you got a couple other singles that I have up here. I'm gonna play them after your interview, you know, because I don't want to keep you on too long. I know you got other stuff that you need to do. But,
yeah.
You're a great kid, man. And is there anything else that you're working on that you want to talk about? That you're interested to talk about?
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that. You know, I'm coming. You know, I'm not nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. You know, record my album.
Right.
Make sure they go buy it when it comes out.
Right.
Just keep supporting me. You check my MySpace @ScooterSmith. My Twitter @ScooterSwag with 2 G's at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You can call me 443-569-5218.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything right now. I'm doing my acting, trying to get some TV shows. You know, some stuff set up.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just trying to keep it moving.
Right. Yeah.
Tell them to look out for my dance crew, the Icons.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything right now. Google Power Rangers, all of us.
You didn't make me a part of your dance crew, Scooter. What happened, man? You forgot about me?
you gotta hit me up. You want our videos, man.
Yeah, man. Give me a call, man. Hey.
No problem.
Tell your manager, give you my personal cell number, man. I'll be out there. I'll go dance, man. You just gotta get me back up to speed, man. I'm a little rusted, man. So you gotta get me back up.
No, we got you. We gonna cover you up. We gonna help you up.
All right, man. Put some oil on me, man. Get me fresh back up, man. I'll be out there.
We got
man,
you.
Man.
Oh, cool. We got this.
No doubt, man. I hope everything works out for you, Scooter, man. You're a very talented kid, man. I never had the opportunity to meet you, man. I think when I worked with Chris, it was over at BET. I don't think you guys have met up yet. But
No, I don't think so.
I know I'm gonna meet you. I don't know where, you know where, but we're gonna connect up somewhere, man. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. You know, I'm all over the place. But you definitely can come at by the show anytime, man. Just let it make it happen. You know how to make it happen. Just let me know.
Yeah.
And it happen. So I want you to make it. Can you give us a little something? Can you just rap a little something for us? I go for a little verse.
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead.
I did the Madison Garden. Now I'm begging your pardon. Why is over at the start? Because now you see on my cards. Can't nobody got that boy. Ain't no girl got that boy. Say halo like 60 pairs. Now they start to wipe me down, down, down. You dealing with a new beginning. Will Smith, Smarty Vision. Yes, girl, I know legend. G-Shot. Diamond Zero. Now I got that G-Shot. Started at the bottom. Now moving to the tip top. What happened to hip-hop? Change his name to Scooter. Because of me, your chick got iChat on her computer. Now she trying to aim me. You know how the game be. Been around the world, I'm back in a fiddle, same G.
Shout out to you, man. That's great, 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 man. I know you got the track with Swiss Beats, man. That's huge, man. Swiss Beats is really huge, man. Now did you work with him in the studio or was it a back and forth again?
I worked with him in the studio. Once it was just once.
Mhm.
But I think he did that. Also, he did that track. I think it took me like 2 days to record that song. You know, he came in twice. We actually did that. We did that in Atlanta.
Okay.
For
real. Yeah, you know, Swiss Beats is really huge, man. I think he did Whitney Houston's new track, man. So he's very huge producer right now, man. So you're doing big things, man. And as you were, you're 13, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're about to be 14 pretty soon, right? December.
Two months, December.
Yeah, man. You're getting old. You're getting old, Scooter.
Yeah, man. Trying to keep it down. Getting old, man. Your knees going down.
Yeah. You got, yeah, man. You're getting old. You got to be 14, man. You're getting old like me, man. All right, Scooter, man, I ain't gonna keep you, man. I know you got more stuff to do, so talk to Tim, but I appreciate you taking time out to come on the show, man. And Scooter, come back, man, and definitely keep in touch with me, man. And
yeah, no problem.
Good luck with everything, all right?
You wanna
give your shout outs, man? Wanna give your shout outs? Give your pages out again. MySpace, your Twitter, your Facebook.
Yeah, man. Like I was saying, MySpace.com/ScooterSmith. You can check out my YouTube, Scooter Smith Music, my Twitter. Follow me at Scooter Swag. That's Scooter Swag, 2 G's and the info text. Because, you know, I got swag, you know what I'm saying? And you can call me 443-569-5218. You know, call my favorite now right now. You know, it's anything right now, you know. Check me out. Oh, you can go to my website, ScooterSmith.com. Shout out to the Rangers, Go-Go Power Rangers, shout out to Icons, my dance crew. Shout out to the beat, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, CBE. I mean?
All right. Scooter, thank you so much, man. Honored to have you, man. Much love to you, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Good luck with everything, man. Tell Chris I said hello, man. And look, man, when the album comes out, man, come back on the show, or you come back anytime, man. I don't care, you come back every day, man. You're more than welcome, all right?
All right.
All right, man. You'll be good, all right?
For sure. Thanks.
All right, man.
like it's hot. Whoa. Front side to back, drop it down like it's hot. Man. Front side to side, drop it down like it's hot. It's hot. Front side to back, drop it down like it's hot. Man. I'm hot and she hot and they hot and I'm hot and she hot and I'm hot and they hot. Ooh. And now.
You saw the young and pretty, under dig me. Even though I'm young, I run the city. All the guys wish they was running with me. All the girls wonder why I wanna come and kiss me. Come and hug me, ladies love me. Cause I'm hot and I got crazy money. It's crazy funny. Cause I ain't even own another drive, but I got Mercedes money. Yeah, gravy funny. Soccer clown, I came in the game to rock it down. Front, back, drop it down. Just like it's hot, don't stop for now. Don't stop for me, just hop for me. You never heard a young boy hot like me. Too sweet to be that not for me. You dropping it like it's hot for me. That's how I got to be. This right here, what you call a rhyme? This song right here, what you call a bomb? That's why I'ma come and take all the shine.
That's Scooter right there, man. I don't know if y'all ready for this, but showtime. Front side to back, drop it down like it's hot. Whoa. Front side to back, drop it down like it's hot.
Speed of light into eternity.
Cause you know I don't have no money. You know I just got. You know I didn't get my that thing. I didn't pass my thing yet. I don't, man.
I just feel like I wanna sing.